Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You just don't do a deal, because here's the thing, to do a deal, right? We got to do something. We don't have to do anything. But I will say this. I do think that when you look at our situation, Schwellenbach's on the hill tonight. He's our 5th starter. The bullpen has been solid. You had 3 starting pitchers that were in the All-Star game, which, again, the rotation is solid. Will the offense come around? And if you are in the Braves front office, right, and you're Alex Anthopoulos and you're thinking about how to approach this, and this is just me saying, this is what I would do. I'm not doing anything. I got to believe that Olsen and Riley and Harris coming back are going to get our offense going. And if you go out, Zeno, and spend money on an outfielder just to do it, all right, and let's just say we go get a guy, well, where's that guy playing next year? Because Ronald Acuna is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Kelnick has shown you he can play, and he's going to be here. Money Harris is going to be here. Ozuna, I think they're going to pick up the option. Look, I think that they are going to be set, and all of a sudden now you have a situation where you don't have playing time for this guy that you went out and got unless it's an expiring contract.
I don't think they should pick up the option on Ozuna. This is a off-the-radar year. This is – do you really believe this is who he is? Do you really believe at his age this season is repeatable next year?
He's carried you.
That's not the question I asked you. I asked you if you believe this season he's having right now is repeatable next year. Go back and look at the track record and tell me if this season is able to be duplicated next year.
For a guy that hit 40-plus home runs last year and is on track to do it again, this is who he is. I think Marcelo Ozuna was distracted by the off-the-field issues that he was dealing with. For whatever reason, but I will say this too. Last year, the offense was so damn good, he was hidden. He played well for you last year. Everybody else was raking, and so you didn't pay as much attention. With this season, nobody is, and he is. To answer your question, yes.
I mean, here's the point. You have his first season here was, you know, demonstrably good. He only played 60 games. He'd be batting .338, right? Then he had 2 bad seasons in a row. Came back last year, was terrible at the start.
Yep. And then
finished for a good year, .274 and 40 bombs. This year he's absolutely on fire, right? There's no denying that. However, you're also looking at a guy who is going to be 34 next year.
Mm.
And these are dangerous times to look at players like that. I mean, obviously you're not going to extend him, right? It's the final year of his deal.
It's an option.
It's one year. If you're keeping him, you're only keeping him for one more year. But if you don't pick it up, if you find somebody that's youthful and probably costs you less, there's an argument to say, we got what we needed out of him. Let's cut bait and move on. I'm just presenting it as an option that I don't know that it's a lock that he's here. Is this season able to be duplicated next year? Maybe. Maybe. The 303 is kind of what I don't think is able to be repeated. He'll bat .250 and still hit 40 bombs, but there's a whole lot of strikeouts and double plays in there in between next year that feels like that are coming. That might not be this for a 34-year-old player, you know, who's been around the league for what, you know, a dozen years now. So, and I only say if you were to make a move,
yes,
there is some flexibility. It's not like all these guys are under contract. You have to figure out you can, and walking away a year early is always better than walking away a year too late. Because what's going to happen if they pick up the option? Immediately, what they're going to say, he's going to say, is, "I want an extension."
Well, that doesn't mean he gets it here.
No, right. But, you know, I mean, that's the argument. That's what happens.
I think, too, the part about this is, and I'm just saying, this is how I think they should be thinking. I'm not doing anything.
I tend to agree with you.
I'm not going to do anything. And I know you guys are going to freak out. We got to do something. We don't have to do anything.
No, because you're good enough to make the playoffs.
You are. And by panicking just to make a move, or if you're going to go at an outfielder, which is what a lot of people expect them to do, this is the scenario we're talking about, which is why Zeno's saying, wait a minute.
Let me ask you a question.
The Ozuna thing. But hold on. Ozuna, let me say this too. If you do let him go, right, and let's just say they don't pick up the option, What does a 340-plus home run designated hitter cost you?
Right.
What does that cost you versus what you're going to pay?
The difference is if it costs me that amount for a 27-year-old player versus a 34-year-old player, there's a different conversation there. And a player who has spent more time being healthy, because, again, look at Ozuna over the last couple of years. Health has been an issue for him.
Yes, it has.
Staying healthy has been a problem, and you don't get healthier as you get older, typically. But, I mean... Here's the crux of the argument, one way or another, regardless of what the future looks like, because I certainly believe I'll deal with the future when the future gets here. I need to win now.
Okay.
So whatever I can do to help my team win now. You and I both agree. I think we all agree. This is a team that's good enough to make the playoffs. That doesn't mean they're good enough to win the World Series. You need help to win the World Series this year. You're not better than the Phillies. You're not better than the Dodgers right now.
Okay, so where is that help?
The Braves right now. And all the millionaires out there listening, all you guys who have, like, you know, multi-million-dollar homes, try selling those things and see how many people line up for it. Because all millionaires can only sell to other millionaires. So what I'm saying here is that
limited.
The Braves have limited people to shop with.
Correct.
Because what they don't need right now is youth. What they don't need right now is, like, you know, guys who are long-term projects. They need an impact player now. And that's going to cost you a lot. And they necessarily don't want to give up. And look,
it's not worth
it. They depleted their farm system over the last couple of years.
Yes.
I mean, between calling guys up and everything else, I'm not saying that they're in the bottom 10 in farm systems in Major League Baseball just because they brought so much talent up to the league and it's played well. So they don't have a lot to deal to other teams right now. So they're in a very tight spot in order to get better now. And I tend to agree with you. It's not an answer that Braves fans want to hear. Stand pat, run it as long and
don't
as best as you can.
Don't do anything.
And don't break up a nucleus that's there. Now,
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.